you have said that you are resigning at the end of the week. Because you failed to communicate with me. You walked out while we were having a conversation.
Hold on. Just a minute. What are these two guys here? Security?
The shop foreman, because they're going to secure your truck.
So?
Because I'm going to accept your resignation effective immediately.
I haven't even written it yet.
Okay. I have verbally accepted your resignation immediately. The shop has secured your truck. You can clean out all your personal belongings.
I'm going to get back to Mondovi.
We will contact HR and get something worked out. Why do you need to go back to Mondovi?
My car is in Mondovi.
Okay. We can get
that. Why didn't I have workflow when I got here? You know, workflow would have solved a lot of these communication issues.
Workflow for a load you were in dispatch on a load today.
Ma'am, everybody here uses workflow but me.
Okay, but you don't get workflow unless you have a load dispatch on you.
Ma'am.
So you were not dispatched on a load
I've never had workflow from day one.
My trainer trained
me with workflow, which I'm very familiar with.
Pardon? Regardless,
it doesn't matter. I have the kind of Qualcomm that utilizes workflow.
Okay.
I use it at Cook Trucking.
Do you have one of the new styles or do you have a slide over keyboard?
It doesn't, either way, regardless, it doesn't matter. We are
of
accepting
course.
Your resignation immediately.
Please get
your personal belongings cleaned out of the truck.
I'm fine. Hey, look here. Let me call somebody and see can I drive back to Mondovi and leave the truck in Mondovi where I got it.
You're not driving the truck any longer.
And leave my car.
Mondovi no longer employed Mark Trainer.
Look here. I'm going to call somebody else other than you.
Okay.
Don't touch my stuff in that truck. Let's see.
ain't going nowhere. Hello, Brandon. Do you handle operations issues? Okay, who would handle operations issues? My dispatcher is out of Tacoma. Well, I need to speak to someone in Mondovi. Okay. Hello, I need to speak to someone in operations. Regarding an issue that I'm having with this supervisor in Toma. Yes. No, some white woman. What did you ask me? Did you ask me was it a certain person? Oh, okay, okay, yeah, thank you. Hello, Jeremy. Are you the operations manager for operations in Toma? Okay, Jeremy, my name is Michael. Okay, Jeremy, my name is Michael Chambers. I started working here approximately 2 weeks ago. We had an incident at the gate where the guard shack personnel, a young lady, talked to me in a very disrespectful way. So I told the woman not to talk to me like that. And she ran in the office because obviously she had no reason to explain why she was talking to me like that in the first place. So she runs to the office and calls operations back here at Martin Transport. To make a long story short, I was told that I was harassing her when all I did was ask her what was her name so I could contact somebody and talk to her about it. And the whole incident was captured on a video cam. It's right up under the entrance of the doorway to the guard shack. So, the next day, the supervisor here told me not to say nothing else to her, so I didn't. The next day I come back, she then colluded with some other lady in there and told her that, I guess to help me get fired or something. So, they called around here, I didn't say anything to them. She called around here, told me that I was yelling at the, some woman that she colluded with, and I tore the seal off the truck and threw it on the ground. And ever since then, I've been having issue after issue with these people down here. It's as if they're all conspiring against me. But to make a long story shorter, I know I'm a little sketchy with my details. I told I haven't had workflow. Are you familiar with workflow?
Yep.
I had workflow when I was at another company. And the guy that trained me at this company, he trained me with workflow. And I asked him, do you guys have workflow? He said, yes. His name is Alan. I haven't had workflow one day since I've been here. It makes it very difficult to do your job without workflow, if you know how to use workflow. Now, this woman, she said that she dispatched me a load yesterday. And Rachel is one of the dispatchers here, told me it doesn't have to be delivered. It doesn't have to be off the truck until 8 o'clock. So this dispatcher, or operations person over here, this lady, heavyset woman, Angelica. So she says, I took about a 3-hour break to do my paperwork. And she calls me, telling me, asking me about why you taking a 3-hour break. And I explained to her that Angelica said this stuff doesn't have to be off the truck until 8 tonight. And she said, yes, it has to be off of the truck at 8 tonight. And she said, are you going to start moving right now? And I'm like, yeah. It was a short run, 100-mile run. I forget where I went, but... So, I did the load. Now, she didn't say anything about I have a second load. I wasn't alerted to no second load. I did see a second load later. Now, had I been using Workflow, I would have had to make a load confirmation, a load acceptance confirmation when I got that second load. But I'm not using Workflow. So she calls me into the office this morning talking about you should have did the second load. You didn't do the second load. And you was waiting for 4 hours. And you could have done the second load. So I asked her, you know, why don't I have Workflow? I would have been alerted to the second load. Why didn't you tell me this when you called me on the phone? All of this. And she said, and basically I told her, you know, ever since the incident at the guard shack, I really don't feel comfortable working here. And I'm going to write a resignation letter in lieu of giving 2 weeks advance notice as soon as I complete the running out of my hours this week. So I told her it's not meant as anything personal to you, but you can take it personal if you want. And I presume the conversation was over. And I went and took a shower, came back. And she calls me into the office and she brings two shop foremen. I am accepting your verbal resignation. I didn't give you a verbal resignation. I told you I was going to give you one in a couple of days as soon as I drafted. I'm accepting your verbal registration and they're here to secure your truck. And I'm like, well, can I just take the truck back to Mondovi where my car is parked, you know, instead of worrying about transportation issues and all that, because I got the truck in Mondovi anyway. At any rate, she's effectively attempting to fire me without having even received a resignation.
Well, but I mean, if you go to that, Michael, I mean, with what's going on, it doesn't sound like you're happy here. It doesn't sound like it's a very good fit. I think the meeting resignation is the way to go.
Okay, exactly. Well, she wants to secure my truck and have me take a cab and a bus back to Mondovi or whatever. Why can't I just bring the truck back to Mondovi and, see, the thing is, I told her if Martin Transport didn't have anything other suitable for me to do than this, then I will be, you know, no longer an employee of Martin Transport. You can't effectively, and I got all of this on tape. I took it into the office with me. Now, you can't effectively presume that I'm resigning from Martin Transport because things are not working out here at operations. Now,
but you told us you were
going to
resign.
Look, I got it on tape. Hey, can I just drive the truck back to Mondovi and, okay. So how am I supposed to get back to my Mondovi?
We're gonna have to arrange some sort of arrangements for travel. And I can get with the folks in HR to assist with that.
Okay. So, I have to interact with this individual again to get out of here.
Which one?
Angelica.
Possibly, unless you want us to have you interact with somebody else. Don't forget the travel site. You want to have somebody else in the office get you the information you have.
Okay. Yeah. I'll work it out. Thanks. Thank you.